朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
啊，弟兄姊妹，这个轻松话，但是在我们生活里面，真的每件事情，神量了又量，才发生在我们身上。
And we have to understand that in our daily life, the Lord, measured again before He sends.
任何的环境如果不能够让我的生命被改变，我跟神的关系被改变，我们里面都要有一个不甘心，一个神圣的不满足。
So that we will not willingly let any situation pass without transformation of our lives and change in our relationship with God.
所以圣灵的管制就是叫我们像耶稣，就是让我们与主更亲，爱主更深。
So the purpose of discipline of the Holy Spirit is that we can be like Christ and we will be closer to God and we have deeper love for the Lord.
第四个讲到圣灵充满。
The fourth, experience that being filled with the Holy Spirit.
前面我们讲圣灵已经内住了。
Yes, we mentioned that the Holy Spirit already dwells within us.
但是在圣灵充满的深度、高度、广度上，他要不断的扩充我们。
But yet the Lord wants to increase the depth and the breadth of the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵充满就是来帮助我们，让我们的生命真被他改变，让我们跟主的关系变得真实，变得活泼。
So when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, then our life will be transformed, and then we will be closer to God and have deeper love for the Lord.
鱼在水中游就是很自然、很舒服的事情。
Because it's very natural and comfortable for a fish to swim in the water.
一个真正爱主的、一个要主的基督徒，当他真行在灵中、活在圣灵中的时候，那是最舒服的事情。
So a Christian who loves the Lord and desires for the Lord, and then it is the most comfortable thing.That he walks in the spirit.
你把鱼从水中拿出来，你把老鹰关在一个小鸟笼里面，它全身不舒服。
When you remove the fish out of the water, or you confine an eagle in a cage, then that is so uncomfortable.
所以我们大会的主题，你看他们的海报，那个鹰展翅上腾，在天翱翔哈。
So when you that's why they designed the poster for the conference. You see an eagle soaring.In the skies.
然后所以 我这次特会的我的题目都跟老鹰发生关系啊，如鹰返老还童，如鹰展翅上腾。
Therefore, my two messages have to do with the eagles, the renewal of the life like eagles and soar on wings like eagles.
啊，我把时间多让给别人，不然我要再多讲一个如鹰，怎么样？搅动鹰巢。
Otherwise, I actually could have the third message that is to stir up the nest like eagles.
神亲自教育我们啊！
The Lord God, He educated.
所以保罗劝我们，不光要被圣灵充满。
Therefore, Paul says not only that we have to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
啊，在原文里面，它是一个持续的，它不是一个命令一次的，它是持续的，要经常的被圣灵来充满。
In the original text, what Paul says was not just a one-time command, but a command to be filled with the Holy Spirit continually.
几个礼拜以前，于师母曾经讲过，被圣灵充满好像是一个 event， 一个经历对我们来说，但是至终是希望成为一个满有圣灵的人啊。
Several weeks ago, Pastor Nancy shared with us to be filled with the Holy Spirit is not.It's like a sequence of events, but eventually, hopefully, that we can become a spirit-filled person.
Spirit-filled person, 被圣灵占有、充满的一个人。
So that we become a spirit-filled and spirit-controlled person.
我从前在讲圣灵的时候，我曾经举过一个例子，像现在有个水桶在这里哈。
When I talked about the Holy Spirit before, I mentioned an example. For example, we have a water bucket here.
像一个器皿一样，我们这个人就是一个器皿。
And it is a vessel, just like we are a vessel.
我们说过，我们这个受造的人就是要成为一个器皿，让基督来充满的。
I mentioned that we, creation is to become a vessel to be filled with Christ.
让基督能够从我们里面被流露的。
So that Christ can outflow from us.
这个水桶
，like this water bucket，
在你把水倒满，让它满溢出来的时候
，before you fill the water so that it becomes full。
如果你在把它倒水之前，你丢了一大堆的石头或是马铃薯在这个桶子里面。
Say before you fill the bucket with water, you fill with a lot of rocks or potato.
然后你开始浇水。
Then you start pouring water in them.
你也看到水好像 overflow 出来，好像圣灵充满一样啊。
Yes, you might see the water overflowing as if it's been filled with the Holy Spirit.
但是这个跟满有圣灵 spirit filled person 它是不同的。
But yet it's different from a person as a spirit filled person.
在我里面，我还是有很多向主刚硬保留的地方。
Because within me there will be probably still some hardness.Or reservation toward the Lord.
在我里面还是有很多东西是神不要的东西，也影响了我承受圣灵的度量。
And there might still be some things that within me that's blocking from receiving the blessing.
如果这个桶子里面已经五分之四，甚至整个都是石头跟马铃薯的话，你大概只要倒例如说五个 gallon， 它就满了。
So if the bucket is filled with rocks and potatoes, maybe you only need 5 gallons of water to fill the bucket.
但是对一个完全倒空的器皿，它可能需要50加仑、100加仑，它才能满。它的度量远不是那个人能够比的。
But yet, for a completely empty vessel, you might need 50 or 100 gallons. So the capacity is totally different.
所以我们向着主的渴慕，对圣灵的经历需要不断的进步，不断的被扩大。我这个人需要不断的被倒空的。
So, therefore, our desires for the Holy Spirit will have to be increased, and then we have to be continually empty as well.
不要以为我只有一次圣灵的经历就够了。这就是为什么很多时候退休会完，我们很喜乐啊，我们觉得好像登天了，不久以后就完了。
So please do not be satisfied with just one time experience in the Holy Spirit.This explains why oftentimes after the conference, after our spirit-filled experience, we go back to.
我们需要在主面前不断的继续倒空，让十字架来除去我的旧造，让圣灵更多的来充满我。
We have to be completely, we have to be continually emptied through the work of the cross, so that we can continually be filled with the Holy Spirit.
第五个经历讲到圣灵的浇灌，是叫人得到上头来的能力。为的是侍奉主，为的是为主做见证。
The fifth experience is the baptism of the Holy Spirit, so that we can receive power from on high in order to serve the Lord and testify for the Lord.
主耶稣在使徒行传第一章、路加福音24章都叫他们要等候、等候、等候，只等到他们领受了上头来的能力。
The Lord Jesus mentioned in Luke chapter 24 and Acts chapter 1 to the disciples that they shall wait and wait and wait until the power from on high.
圣灵充满我们，叫我们得到能力，能够在耶路撒冷、犹大全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极，为主做见证。
The Holy Spirit shall come upon you so that you shall become witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
弟兄姊妹，这是圣灵浇灌我们很重要的目的。
And that is the important purpose.Of the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵浇灌，把主的同在，把主的生命能力，把在圣灵里的喜乐都浇灌下来。
When we are baptized by the Holy Spirit, then we are baptized with the power and the joy and all the blessings of the Holy Spirit.
让我们能够在试炼征战中能够站得住。
So that we can stand firm for the Lord in trials and battles.
这就是很多殉道者的见证，让我们看得感动。
So these are the testimonies of many martyrs that truly move our hearts.
他们被放在火把上，被火烧的时候，还能够那样子赞美神。
That they, before they got burned to death, they were able to sing praises to God.
这是圣灵特别的能力浇灌在他们身上。
Because they were being baptized and being poured down.
对仇敌勇敢。
Special power from the Holy Spirit.
对着仇敌，对着环境能够站得住。
So that they can stand firm in front of the enemies.
其实底下的这几件事才是我今天想多花时间讲的。
Actually, the following points are the things that I wanted to focus on today.
啊，对不起，它很重要，所以但是我还是很快的讲一下。
They're so important, and then I'll just go over them briefly.
因为关于圣灵真理的教导，我们常听，我们也应该常听，因为它是一切的根基，最重要的。
Because we have heard and we ought to hear the teachings of the Holy Spirit often, because they're so important, fundamental.
但是在最实际的经历上面，在我们整个教会对圣灵的这个态度上，我想后面的这个七个点是我浓缩又浓缩的啊，我想我们需要稍微走过一遍。
But we need to go over briefly the seven things that we ought to pay attention to because they are.
第一个，圣灵里面所有的经历都是以圣经的真理为根据的。
First of all experiences in the Holy Spirit have to be founded on the biblical truth.
我说过，主的话跟主的灵根本是分不开来的。
As I said, the word of the Lord and the spirit of the Lord are essentially inseparable.
而仇敌一直有一个诡计，就把这两个分开了。
Yeah, the scheme of the enemy is always trying to separate these two.
哦，所以有的教会就非常守旧，非常的守成一大堆的律法，缺少生命圣灵的活力。
So some churches, therefore, some churches are very legalistic, very conservative, and they lack the vitality in the Holy Spirit.
他们谈灵变色。
Because they're so scared of the Holy Spirit.
我跟于松我碰到过好几个弟兄姊妹被别人从教会赶出来，因为听说他们有说方言的经历，把他们赶出教会。
Because Pastor Nancy and I have personally met some brothers and sisters. They got kicked out of their own church because people hear that they had the experience of speaking in tongues.
但有的人又极端的去注重那些超然的经历感觉，这个恩赐，没有真理作为根据。
But yet, some Christians, they focus only on the special experiences and manifestation and gifts of the Holy Spirit without biblical truth.
仇敌把它分开来，甚至让它对立。
So the enemy separate these two and even cause them to rival against each other.
彼此责备对方，批评对方。
So they judge each other, they criticize each other.
弟兄姊妹，主的话、主的灵从来不分开来的。
But yet, brothers and sisters, the word of the Lord and the spirit of the Lord should never be separated.
主耶稣清清楚楚地讲，我对你们说的话就是灵，就是生命。
Because the Lord Jesus Himself says, the words I spoke to you are the spirit and the life.
对不对？我们上个礼拜已经讲过了好几个圣经的例子，主的话、主的灵分不开来的。
As I gave several examples last Sunday, the words of the Lord and the spirit of the Lord cannot be separated.
所以在我们教会，我们绝对容许弟兄姊妹，如果你有方言的经历，你要用方言跟神祷告。
So at our church, we absolutely encourage brothers and sisters who can speak in tongues will speak in tongues to the Lord.
但是哥林多前书十四章又清清楚楚地告诉我们，如果没有人翻译的话，在圣徒的会中，我们宁可用悟性，宁可安静。
But yet, 1 Corinthians chapter 14 clearly says.To us that if in a meeting, in the church meeting, there's no one who can interpret, then we'd rather be silent and only pray with understanding.
所有圣灵的追求经历都必须回到圣经上面。
So all pursuit of the Holy Spirit and the experience of the Holy Spirit has to be founded.
如果说方言跟发预言是圣灵的恩赐，谁说可以用教的？
If speaking in tongue and prophesying are gifts of the Holy Spirit, how can it be taught?
这都是我亲自参加过的聚会，亲自看见人家在那里教方言。你把叽里呱啦什么什么什么巴拉巴混过来倒过来讲，讲快一点，你就是想开始讲方言了。
Because I've been to church meetings where they actually teach people how to speak in tongue, just reverse some syllables, and it may sound like speaking in tongue.
太可怕了。
It's very,
教导弟兄姊妹要学习勇敢的发预言，错了没关系，就像小孩子学骑脚踏车一样，总会摔跤的，将来就会好了。
And some churches encourage brothers and sisters to prophesy. They say it's okay if you make mistakes, just like learning how to ride a bike.
我可以翻好几节旧约的圣经，你只要预言发错，要用石头打死。
I can give you scriptures in the Old Testament that if your prophecy do notcome through, then you shall be stoned to death.
今天有多少人自称先知？今天有多少教会在教人家发预言？甚至有教会叫小孩子站一排，闭上眼睛，开始学习看异象，然后讲出来你看到的什么异象？弟兄姊妹，怎么可能会这个样子？
But yet nowadays, so many people proclaim that they're prophets, and churches are teaching people to prophesy or teach children to line up and then close their eyes to try to see visions. How can that be?
我再说，所有圣灵的经历决定不跟主的话、主的真理是违背的。
Let me stress it one more time that all experiences of the Holy Spirit should not violate the truth of in the Bible.
第二件事情，所有圣灵里的经历和恩赐都必须是为了更多得到主，且更多被主所得着。
Secondly, all experience and the gift of Holy Spirit must be for the deeper knowledge of the Lord and.For one to be laid hold of,
因为圣灵降临是为了荣耀他，所以决定是为了让我们高举他，得到他。
Because the coming of the Holy Spirit is to glorify Jesus, therefore our experiences should be for His glory.
而且更多的被主所得着，不是重在经历和恩赐的本身。
And also that we can be laid hold of by the Lord even more. So the emphasis is not on the
所以你要，当你碰到一个自称有很多圣灵恩赐的人，或是你自己在圣灵的经历上开始有一些经历的时候，你要停下来问你自己三件事情，很简单。
So if you meet someone who has a lot of gifts and has experienced the Holy Spirit, or you start to have experience in the Holy Spirit, you ought to pause and ask yourself three questions, very simple questions.
到底这个经历有没有让我这个人的生命更被改变，像耶稣？
First of all, does this experience help me to be transformed to be more like Jesus?
到底这个经历有没有让我这个人能够结出更多圣灵的果子？
Does this experience help me to bear more fruit in the Holy Spirit?
所以如果你在追求灵恩经历，但是你却不追求圣洁，你却在主的面前不会变得更柔和谦卑，你在主的面前不会变得更顺服的话，我对你所说的圣灵经历决定打个问号。
So if you are pursuing the experience in the Holy Spirit, and yet I do not see more holiness, more meekness, and more obedience in your life, then I might question your experience in the Holy Spirit.
一个追求圣灵经历的人，他的生活决定越来越圣洁。
Because for a person to pursue experience in the Holy Spirit, his or her life shall be more and more holy.
一个真正被圣灵充满的人，他一定越来越像耶稣，柔和谦卑。
A spirit-filled person shall become more and more like Jesus, to be meek and humble.
一个被圣灵充满的人，他一定越来越柔和顺服的，他一定顺服，顺服神，顺服教会，在他所有的关系上，他学习顺服。
And the person who being filled with the Holy Spirit often will become more and more obedient, obedient to God, obedient to church, and in all his relationships.
同样的，所有被圣灵充满的人，他跟神的关系一定变得更真实了。
And the person who being filled with the Holy Spirit and his relationship with the Lord will become more and more real.
第三个，他所有的经历和恩赐一定是荣神益人。
And thirdly, all the experiences shall glorify God and bless men.
好，所以弟兄姊妹，你要去明白这些东西是太容易。你看到很多自称有灵恩经历的人，里面更硬、更骄傲、更不顺服，因为主对我说啊，所以他就不听教会的，不听别人的。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we ought to learn to discern, because some people who claim to be filled with the Holy Spirit, they become more and more hard toward people and become more conceited.They are so proud.
所以从前有一个神的仆人，一个长辈来我们中间，他说他最怕碰到这样子的人，动不动就说主对我说，那主都对你说了，那我还能对你说什么？
An elderly brother once came to our church, and then he says he's very afraid of people who proclaim that the Lord spoke to them. If they claim that the Lord spoke to them, then what can we say?
第三个，圣灵是随己意将恩赐分给人，同样的，神也是照着自己的意思把各样的功用啊。这个赐给人，为的都是为了荣神益人。
So the Holy Spirit gives gifts, spiritual gifts as He wills. Therefore, and it is for the glorify to glorify God and bless men.
所以，一方面，如果主真把一个特别的恩赐经历给你，你不能骄傲。
So if the Lord has given you a special gift or experience in the Lord, please do not be proud about it.
那如果主没有给我们，我们也不要去羡慕别人，去模仿别人，去嫉妒别人，去攻击别人。
If the Lord did not give to us, we should not try to imitate or envy or even judge.
啊，听说在中国一个乡下的一个家庭教会，有一个很爱主的姊妹被主接去了。
There is a story that in China, a village, there's a sister who loves the Lord very dearly, and she passed away, went to the Lord.
然后很稀奇的一件事情就是她的尸体居然没有变冰，没有变冷啊。
And then what's strange is that her dead body did not become cold.
很长的时间都没有变冰，没有变冷，所以人家说这是一个属神的人。
And then for a long time, her body remained warm and did not turn cold. So people say that this is a woman of God.
我跟你说，我如果在他们教会的话，我就不敢死了，因为我一定变冰，一定变冷的。
So if I were in their church, I dare not to die because my dead body for sure would turn cold and hard.
弟兄姊妹，任何的经历，任何的遭遇，你不要去跟别人比，你不要去模仿，你不要去要求，你不要去学。
So any experience, please do not compare with others and do not imitate.
我们是要把我们的注意力，等一下我会讲到，一定是集中在耶稣基督的身上。
We ought to focus our attention on Jesus Himself.
所以，如果我们所得到的恩赐和经历只会让我骄傲，只会想要得到别人的称许，弟兄姊妹，决定错了。
So if our spiritual experience can only make us more proud and seeking praises from men, then that is wrong.
因为真实的经历让我们遇见主，知道这绝对不是人的手做得出来。
Because genuine experience in the spirit will help us to know that this is from the Lord, not the hand of man.
让我们遇见神，这是可畏的事情，我不敢骄傲。
To encounter God, this is something to be fearful, therefore we dare not to be proud.
所以不管你得了医病的恩赐、方言什么，我们都要谦卑啊。
So whether you receive the gift of healing or the gift of tongues, we ought to be humble.
第四个，不是所有的神迹奇事都可以相信。
Fourthly, not all signs and wonders are trustworthy.
尤其到了末后的时代。
Especially in end time.
尤其在灵恩的这个教导上，现在这么多缺陷跟混乱的时候。
Especially in many chaotic teachings from the charismatics.
你几乎没有一个世代像今天这个世代有这么多人自称先知的。
Because there's no generation.Apart from this generation, that there are so many self-proclaimed prophets.
主耶稣早就说了，末后的时代有很多假先知，甚至若是可能，又有假基督出现。如果可能，连选民都会被迷惑的。
Because the Lord Jesus Himself already said that in the end time there will be false prophets and even false Christ to arise and then to deceive the elect.
所以有 supernatural 超自然的表现，有特殊的经验，你不能都认为他就是。
So even if there's a You cannot trust all supernatural experiences.
我自己亲眼看到我们同工认识的人所经历到这些虚假的东西太多了，我没有时间在这里讲哈。但是别人把它当神迹，鼓掌啊，流泪啊，但是事实上不是这个样子。
So actually, I don't have time to go over all of it, but a lot of times, even our coworkers have experienced that supernatural things.And then people applaud, but they're not actually genuine.
但是另外一方面，我们也要平衡，我们不要随便去批评论断别人。
But yet, on the other hand, we ought to be balanced. We don't casually criticize or judge.
在我们自己不清楚、没有绝对把握的时候，我们不随便去批评论断别人，免得我们也得罪主。
Without full assurance, let us not casually judge or criticize, lest we sin against God.
但是如果清楚的违背的圣经是错误的，我们就应该站出来。我们要保护神的儿女，要把准绳拉清楚。
But if they clearly violate the truth in the Bible, then we ought to stand firm and speak up to protect God's children.
第五个，圣灵充满或是临近的经历，最中心的感觉就是叫我们遇见主。
Number five, the most prominent feeling when being filled or baptized with the Holy Spirit is that we have encountered the Lord.
整个人浸透在主的同在中。
And our whole being.Was immersed in His presence.
所以我们有时候退聚会会鼓励弟兄姊妹到前面跪下来，跟主直接祷告，更新奉献，仰望渴慕圣灵来充满我们。
Therefore, oftentimes in conferences, we encourage brothers and sisters to come over and just come before the Lord and merge in His presence. Renew your sanctification.
不要把你的注意力放在旁边的人事物上。
And don't focus on your surroundings.
哎呀，为什么他哭了？他感动了，我没有。
Why is that she's crying and I'm not crying?
啊，为什么 Brother Ernie 是按的他，没有按我？
Why does Brother Ernie lay hand on him but not on me?
啊，以前早期我们去参加一些聚会，就听到旁边人都在说：“哎，你怎么不祷不祷？你放松嘛，你放松就会祷了。”
Many years ago, we went to meetings and we have seen people say, "Oh, how come you're not falling over? How come you're not falling off? Relax, and you will fall."
要准备就是给仇敌闹笑话。
So actually, these are just jokes.
所有的聚会都应该是高举基督，以基督为中心的。
Because all meetings are to exalt Christ and be Christ-centered.
仇敌可以借着我们好像渴慕圣灵的充满，让我们的整个注意力、整个的活动、整个的热闹都在外面的表现跟我们个人的经历上。
We may seemingly desire the experience of the Holy Spirit, but we might just focus.We might focus only on the surroundings and manifestation.
所有的聚会，我们的眼睛、我们的爱、我们的注意力集中在耶稣基督的身上。
But then we ought to focus all of our being, our heart, and our love, our eyes on Jesus Himself.
让圣灵自由的来充满我们，来运行在我们中间。
So that Holy Spirit can freely move among us and fill us.
哪怕我没有特殊的感觉，哪怕我没有特殊的经验，但是耶稣，我在这里爱你，我在这里渴慕你，我在这里瞻仰你。
It could be that we do not have any special feelings or experience, but we want to pour out our hearts before Him and just tell Him that we desire Him and love Him.
我在这里再一次把自己更新奉献给你，倒空在你的面前。
Once again, I consecrate myself and I empty myself before you.
所以所有的诗歌、所有的祷告、所有的注意力全部集中在耶稣身上。
So All our singings, all our readings, all our prayers should focus on the Lord Jesus himself.
不受不注意力不在别人身上，也不被别人搅扰，你就是安安静静的来集中在主身上啊。
That we will not pay attention to others and we will not be disturbed or bothered by others.
啊，在我个人
focus on the Lord.
在我个人，我也听到很多人讲到他们最深、最宝贵啊、最。最真实的圣灵里的经历，其实常常都是在很深的安静中发生的。
To myself and then many others will also have testified that a lot of times the deepest work of the Holy Spirit happens in a very silent moment.
遇见主的那个神圣的安静。
That we met the Lord.
太享受了，充满荣光。
And that holy, sacred quietness.So enjoyable and full of glory.
就是把渴慕给我们啊。
May the Lord give us this desire.
第六个，圣灵跟十字架决定是相辅相成的。
Number six, the Holy Spirit and the cross will always work together.
更深更多十字架的工作一定带进圣灵更大的祝福。
More and deeper work of the cross will always result in more blessings in the Spirit.
同样的，一个人更多被圣灵占有、被圣灵充满的一个人，他决定是更甘心、更喜乐、更认真的走十字架的道路。
A person who is filled with the Holy Spirit often will be more faithful, powerful, and willing to love, obey the Lord, and walk the way of the cross.
我们离开聚会就已经开始发生了。你面对家人、面对老板、面对很多不如意的事情，弟兄姊妹，都是我们可以被圣灵充满的时候。
So after we leave this meeting.Our opportunity started when we go back to our workplace, go back to family, any situation. There are the opportunities for us to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
千万不要二分法分开来。我喜欢聚会中感受圣灵，我可以赞美圣灵，被圣灵充满。回到家都是难处，都是十字架，你就觉得圣灵不见了。No, 根本就是应该一起的。
Please do not segregate your life, thinking that you can only meet the Lord and then experience the Holy Spirit in meetings at church and then.No, your life should be integrated.
你可以在病床上，你可以在最孤单、最受苦、被受伤，坐在角落黑暗中的时候，你遇见圣灵，被圣灵充满的。
You could be lying in your sick bed, or you are at the corner weeping, but at that moment, you can be filled with the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵到处都是，他充满万有的。
Because Holy Spirit is everywhere. He's the one that fills all.
基督在一切的环境中，让我们来经历他的。
Because Christ is all that we can experience him in all circumstances.
最后，我们个人的经历真的很重要，但是圣灵更大的工作和祝福，绝对是为着教会，也在教会里的。
Last point.Although the individual experiences are very important, yet the greater work and blessings of the Holy Spirit are always for the church and in the church.
你千万不要说我跟主的关系很好，我圣灵经历很多，不来聚会没关系。
Please do not think that you have plenty of experience in the Holy Spirit and you have good relationship with the Lord. Therefore, you do not have to come to church.
我决定鼓励，也赞成个人的经历不可少，太重要了。
And I absolutely encourage you to have individual experience with the Lord because that's so important.
要在我们个人的生活里面多多的去经历他，被他充满。
We ought to experience the Lord in our individual daily life and be more.
但是圣灵就是有一些特别的工作、特别的祝福、特别的复兴，是在教会里面才会发生的。
But yet, the Holy Spirit has His special work and revival that only happens at church.
你在个人家里祷告跟来到教会里面，如果教会祷告充满了火。这两个是不同的境界。
Because you may be praying at home, but then when you come to church and pray with fire, these are two different realms.
你在家个人唱诗是可以遇见主、亲近主，跟会众一起来敬拜赞美，那个就是不同的境界。
Yes, you may be singing at home and meet the Lord, but when you come with a congregation and sing with fire, that's completely different.
很多人属灵的复兴、病得医治，整个人有个 breakthrough。都是在聚会中突然发生的。
Many people experience revival, healing of the sick, or other things all happen when they come to church.
你在电视上听信息，光碟里听信息，网络上听信息，跟面对面参加聚会的信息就是不一样。
So it's just very different, totally different. When you listen to messages online or on CD or on TV.Coming to church.
这是很多弟兄姊妹都跟我讲过的。哎呀，现场听跟看网络不一样。
Many brothers and sisters have already told me that they feel totally different when they hear my message in person.
一模一样的人。
Same person.
一模一样的道。
Same speaker, same message.
我一样两个眼睛，一个鼻子，一个嘴巴。
Yeah, the same face.
但是现场 就是不一样。
But when you sit here and listen in person,
因为圣灵在这里有特别的工作。
Because the Holy Spirit is working specially.
就像我们听光碟，你一个人听，跟会众一起听，然后一起祷告，一起来回应，不一样。
Even listening to CD, it's just different when you listen to it on your own.Or with a group and then have a prayer.
所以你看，我们上个礼拜弄《离心笔记》第八章，当会众一起聚集在水门处，圣灵那样子的工作，那个结果是你个人决定得不到的。
Like last week, we went over on Nehemiah chapter 8, when the people of God gathered together and listened to God's words, and it's just totally different.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这个题目我必须这么快结束它了哈，我必须结束。
Sorry, I have to end now.
但圣灵的同在，圣灵的工作。永远不会结束的。
Yeah, the presence and the work of the Holy Spirit will never end.
不管别人怎么说我们，夸我们，或是批评我们。
So no matter how people, what people talk about us, whether praise or criticism.
我们要在乎神怎么看我们，我们到底在神眼中到底是怎样的人，是怎样的教会。
But what we care is how God sees us.How God sees us, what kind of church God sees us?
让我们在圣灵面前都更降卑，更渴慕，仰望他的工作。
So that in the Holy Spirit we can be more humble and desiring His work.
不仅有更多人经历圣灵全备的祝福，经历圣灵充满的经历。
Not only that, more people will experience the full blessings of Holy Spirit and being filled with the Holy Spirit.
让这个教会有更多满有圣灵的人，能够容神一人。
That this church will have more people who are spirit-filled, so that for the glory of God and blessing of men.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
是你为我们赢得了圣灵。
Because you have won over for us the Holy Spirit.
你在地上完全得胜。
Because you were completely victory on earth.
你借着死败坏了掌死权的魔鬼。
Through death, you have destroyed the devil who holds the power of death.
你升上高天的时候，掳掠了众仇敌。
When you ascended into heaven, you bring captivity all the enemies.
你为我们回到了父神宝座面前。
And for our sake, you return back to the throne of the Father.
领受了所应许的圣灵。
And receive the promise of the Holy Spirit.
哦，这个圣灵虽然是世人所不认识的。
The world does not know Holy Spirit.
但是我们却认识他。
Yet we know Him.
因为你永远与我们同在。
Because you are with us forever.
而且你住在我们的心中。
And also you live within us.
主啊，当我们在这里读你这些真理应许的时候，我们的心欢跳。
Lord, our hearts jump with joy when we read these scriptures about you.
不管我们在哪里，在怎样的遭遇，主啊，你借着圣灵早就住在我们心中。
Wherever we are, whatever circumstances we are going over, but Lord, you are within us.
你让我这一生的遭遇，我的道路再也不一样。
So that my life path is forever changed.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, I thank you.
赞美你。
Thank you and praise you.
充满我们。
Fill us.
使用我们
Use us.
奉主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' name we pray
Amen.
Amen
朋友你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目我是玛丽姐妹谢谢你的收听也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友邀请他们来收听这个节目愿神祝福你的新生命